I can't tell you how many cards we receive here at A Moment of Science asking to have Yael imitate a chicken. So today, she's going to do it.
I am certainly not going to imitate a chicken.
Well done. As you can tell, Yael is using language.
What? Of course I'm using language. You said I was going to imitate a chicken.
You're saying chickens don't use language? Au contraire.
Chickens have language?
Researchers debate this, and it depends on how you define language. But a series of studies done in Australia by Linda and Chris Evans suggest they do, at least a rudimentary form of language. Chickens, as you know, make a clucking sound. Researchers called it a tuk.
A tuk.
When a particular kind of tuk was recorded and played back, it caused chickens to examine the ground at their feet. When they altered the pitch of the tuk, the chickens didn't look at the ground anymore. Playing other sounds chickens make didn't cause the ground examining behavior either.
So why does a tuk make you look? Hey, wait a minute, maybe they're looking for food.
Just what the researchers speculate. This particular tuk seems to be used to alert other chickens that food is present. Male chickens make this tuk around food and do it much more when a female chicken comes near. The tuk seems to mean, hey, food here.
Sounds like language to me.
And maybe to a chicken, too.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Meredith West in biology. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.